Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. It is so exciting and such a blessing to allow the Lord God to just use us as a vessel for His workmanship, for His kingdom building, for His ministering of the Word of God. And I pray that you have found yourself in a willingness and a surrenderance of your soul, that God will use you for the kingdom building, for the building of the kingdom of His richness and glory as we live and breathe and have our being. It's such a beautiful day and such a blessed day to be a child of the Most High God. And I pray and hope that you are just so satisfied in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And just know that we have a lifetime to get it right, to sup with Him or embrace Him or devotion with Him, just fall in love with Him. So amen to that, and I am so grateful that you found it worthy to sit at His feet today and listen to the Word of God through this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio. Thank you again for being so faithful. And I want to just get right into our lesson because I'm so super excited, but I know you are too. But before we open this broadcast and before we get started, I have asked a sister in Christ of mine, Sister Miller, to open up our broadcast in this lesson today with a blessed prayer. So, Sister Miller, if you could just bless the saints and bless those who are listening today with a word of prayer, a word of prayer as we lift up our hearts and our minds and our ears to hear from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, Sister Miller, if you could go right ahead and do that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for another blessed day. Father, we just come before You tonight, Lord, to say thank You. We lift You up tonight. We lift up this radio station, Lord. We're asking You tonight, Lord, to use us as a vessel, Lord, to spread Your gospel, Father, all over this land tonight, Lord Jesus. We want to say thank You, Lord, for this day that You have given us, a day to get things right and in order according to Your will and purpose for us. We ask that You bless this radio station. We ask that You bless the hosts and all the workers there. We ask You bless our listening orders tonight, Lord, our listening audience tonight, Lord Jesus. We ask that something will be said, Father God, that will reach out and touch a heart and the soul of someone, Lord, that they will be drawn by Your Spirit, Father. We ask You, Lord, to be use us as a vessel tonight. Speak through us, Lord Jesus. But we can't do anything without You. We love You, Lord, and we thank You. We bless You and we praise You. And now, Lord, let us all open our ears and our minds to receive Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Miller, for being such a blessing. We will have on the broadcast today, Sister Miller will return to the broadcast and bless us again on the heels of our broadcast today. So please stay tuned as we move through the scriptures, as we will be blessed by the Word of God, that we would be shaped and molded by the hand of God so that we can be an extension of God and His love to someone out there that does not know Him in the pardoning of their sins. So this is why we gather. This is why we do not forsake the assembly of the saints in coming together and studying the Word of God together. And that is such a blessing to me, and I pray that it is to you too. So thank you again, Sister Miller, and we will look forward to your share and your moment in the broadcast. So I want to just do a little thumbnail sketch of our broadcast from last Thursday as we opened up our lesson with Why Suffer Why not suffer? So today we're going to continue in this particular lesson that we started on last week. And we had points. The points of the lesson were suffering sovereign, suffering sanctified, and our last point for today is suffering satisfied. Now, I shared a story, a personal story of mine concerning why suffer. And it was something that really touched my heart concerning one of my children. And I know so many of us ask this question, why bad things happen to good people? If we don't ask it, we may have thought about that from time to time. You may have even experienced that. And most of us don't know why bad things happen to good people. But Jesus Christ is the one who exemplified that on the cross. He gave his life up for you and me. And he did nothing but right. He could do no wrong, but he suffered. And he had to suffer for a particular reason, and that is that we may have eternal life, that we would be sanctified by his blood, that we would be made holy and set apart, that we were consecrated to be pure and to be set free of that sin nature that we were born into, that we would be born again. He sanctified us by the blood on the cross, by going to the cross, and that he satisfied that. He was the propitiation, the price paid, the sacrificial lamb that sanctified everyone living and breathing on this earth. But keep in mind, it is up to you to surrender it all to him. And so we talked about how suffering was sovereign, how God is in complete control of every suffering situation, every suffering difficulty. He has everything under his control. He's omnipresent. He is omniscient. He understands everything. He said in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is perfect in his will. And everything we suffer through, he's right there with us. We talked about that. We talked about how Job suffered through so much. He lost his children. He lost his possessions. And even his body was afflicted from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And Job spoke these awesome words, profound. He said, naked I came and naked I go. He even said, yet though he slay me, or they slay me, I will trust him. In his suffering, yes, he asked questions. Yes, he wondered why. He's human, just as you and I. And that thought process that he, I could only imagine what he may have thought. But Scripture talks about that in the book of Job, and we read through some of those passages on the last broadcast. And I encourage you to go back to Mission from the Heart broadcast and visit that particular teaching track, Why Suffer, Why Not Suffer, and listen in to the details and the specifics of suffering sovereign and suffering sanctified. So I don't want to go back and recap in detail, but I just wanted to do a thumbnail sketch on what we talked about last Thursday. So it brings us to today in this lesson, And the point for today is suffering satisfied. So for unique note takers, get your Bibles ready, get your paper together, and we're going to move through the scriptures. One of my teaching methods is I love to illustrate, and I love to let scripture teach in light of scripture. And I love to move through the scriptures to let the Holy Spirit reveal to us and connect the dots for us, because not one person can tell it all. Always remember that one person cannot tell it all in the Word of God. And that is the beauty of His Word. That's the beauty of each book of the Bible. And we are going to look at the scriptures tonight as we focus in and home in on suffering satisfied. Now, it appears or feels like, or for sure, in hard times and difficult situations life throws at us today. It just feels like it. It appears like it is, and it for sure is. And sometimes we don't understand why, but life throws us difficulties from time to time. And one of the comforting things we know, you can know if you don't know, that God certainly notices when we go through these tough times, particularly when those tough times come because we serve Him. And have you noticed that when you haven't done anything wrong, when you are minding your own business, when you are focused on who you are in Christ Jesus, that you still suffer? You don't do anything intentionally to try to hurt somebody's feelings. You don't say any derogatory words that may cut somebody down. And you may have prayed and asked God to purify you and create in you the right spirit that you would be a blessing to those that come across your path. And this may be your mission. This may be your journey. Because you know how far God has brought you, you know what He's brought you from, you know where He's placed you now, but somehow or another, you still suffer. And this is what brings me to my point today. Suffering satisfied. God says, hold on. Don't let go. For in due season, you'll reap. Just don't faint, is what He tells us. Look to the hills from which cometh your help, because all of your help comes from Thee. Don't lose sight of who He is. Remember, He's sovereign, and it may feel like it isn't right. It may appear to the naked eye that things are in chaos, and it is for sure in chaos. We have things that are contrary to the Word of God and what it teaches and what it preaches. We know that marriage, according to Genesis, is the union of a man and a woman. And we see in these closing days of grace how same sex seems to be okay, seems to be acceptable. They're changing things in the laws. They're changing things in our normacies of life, traditions in life that include abnormal. And I pray that you pray with me as we look at these closing days of grace and realize that we are for sure coming into our last days. I just believe that Jesus is coming quickly, and I pray that you study to show thyself approved unto God, and that you share the word of God, because time is passing quickly, and we know that. So let's look at the scriptures. And I just pray that you're encouraged by the word of God to hold on. Don't let go. Stay focused. Be strong. He is with you. And that's encouraging to me. It may not feel like it. You may not think it. But know that his saving grace on that cross is the guaranteed promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So let's look at what he reminds us of suffering satisfied. Now, we know that the cross settled it. The cross is the reminder to us that it was settled, it was done, we won. We are victorious in Christ Jesus when he settled that thing on the cross. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's over. It's finished. But our work, as we are born again, is still in progress. Now, I'm not talking about I'm a work in progress. I'm still trying to work out some things in my life. No, I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on those who know that they have been born again and that they know that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and they know without a shadow of a doubt that to live is Christ, but to die is gain. This is what this lesson is about. Why suffer is the question, but the response to that question should be, why not suffer? And that's the message. That is the message that Jesus exemplified in his ministry, that he taught the disciples, that you will suffer as I have suffered. And that is the understanding, that is the teaching principle in this lesson tonight. So let's look at Philippians 3:10. And I like to read this particular passage. So if you could make note of the scriptures so that if you miss any of them or you can't flip to the passages pretty quickly, then you can reread them at your private study time. But we're going to look at this one in particular, and I love to read through different translations. Nothing wrong with that. The bottom line is that we understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to you so that you can grow and go in grace. So let's look at Philippians 3:10 in the Amplified translation, and it reads this way. Under the point of suffering satisfied, Philippians 3:10, for my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers, and that I may so share his sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death in the hope. This is a passage or a verse that I try to memorize, that I try to apply and get it in my life to where I won't lose sight of why I'm born again. And the promises that are rock solid when we be not weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap. Don't give up. Don't faint. Don't let go in our suffering. I don't know what your suffering is. I don't know what your difficult situation is. I don't know what your valley low may be. I don't know if you're going into one. I don't know if you're in one. And I don't know if you've just been brought through one. But what we always should remember is that we don't let go of God's unchanging hand, that we don't lose sight. We don't look down. We look up to the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes from thee. And we are to rejoice and be glad in it. We are to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks in this time of suffering. We don't run around wringing our hands as if there's no hope. Philippians 3:10 said, that I may so share his suffering as to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death in the hope. We never lose hope. And that is an awesome passage that we can hold on to, cleave to, that reminds us that we are continuously being transformed into his likeness. And what is his likeness? God's likeness is his character. What is his character? Well, we know his character to be the fruit of the Spirit. And for those of us who are saved, born again, then we know that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And we know that the fruit of the Spirit are inside of us. And those fruit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those fruit are found in Galatians chapter 22 and 23. So these fruit that live inside of us have to be shaped, pruned, and brought out of us. And sometimes the flesh, that old soulish man, wants to go against what is in us. That old nature, that new nature, that born-again nature that we have are raging war. They're fighting against one another. The flesh wants what it wants, and the spirit that lives inside, or that new human spirit that we have that's being shaped and molded, wants its fruit to come forth. So how do we retain, and how do we shape, and how do we make that fruit be a blessing to the Lord, a sweet aroma to his nostrils? We study to show thyself approved unto God. We study. We pray. We seek the scriptures. And we devotion. We spend time with the Lord so that we can continue to grow like a beautiful, beautiful tree planted by the river. And we thirst and we hunger for the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Jesus Christ. He was the suffering sanctified. And our God, Father, Yahweh, Jehovah, he is the sovereign God. And that brings us to suffering satisfied. Now, it sounds like an oxymoron. How can suffering be satisfying. Some may think that can't be, but I'm here to tell you, oh yes, it can be. Because when you are born again, the understanding is that you will suffer persecution. You will suffer difficulty for righteousness. And that, we don't get around it. It's something that we have to learn to get through by holding on to the promises of God. And his promises in his word bring us through every storm. They bring us through every valley low, and they bring us through every tsunami of life. And no, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. And it certainly doesn't sound good when we have to go through. It hurts. It hurts. So let's look at Luke chapter 6. And as you flip to the book of Luke chapter 6, we're going to look, go to verse 23. Luke 6, verse 23, and it reads, and I'm going to read this in the NIV translation. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. And let's back up to verse 22. And the reason for the rejoice, the reason for the leap for joy, dance, the reason is, look at verse 22. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult and reject your name as evil. Why? Because of the Son of Man. Now remember, suffering satisfies. I'm sure some of us have been insulted, rejected, excluded from something, didn't get invited because of who we are, who we represent. Remember, before we were born again, we would go to parties, maybe some of us would, or we would go to some of the clubs or bars and have a couple of drinks and just kick it with our girlfriends or our bro-hams or our friends and just enjoy life. Doing the things that we wanted to do, didn't care who watched, didn't care what it looked like. We just wanted to do it, whether we were smoking drugs or drinking alcohol or just partying or even having promiscuous sex. All of this stuff we were doing to satisfy the flesh prior to us surrendering our life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People would call you, they would invite you, and they would say, come on, let's go. You're the life of the party. Oh, you pop things off. You make things come alive when you're around. And then the Lord pursued you. And he pursued you, he pursued you, and you surrendered. And you gave your life to Christ, and now you're born again. You're a new creation. Old things passed away. And now you're brand new. born again. And those same friends that you used to run with, kick it with, party with, cuss with, lie with, lay with, and I'm only talking about myself. And now that they see you, they notice something's different. You're not the same. You don't even talk the same. And you don't have the same thoughts as you used to. And they've seen something different about you now. And now they stopped inviting you. They don't call you as much anymore. They don't want to be around you because you're different. You've been excluded from the invite. You're not a joy anymore as far as they're concerned. Talking about myself. And how many of us have been rejected in that sense because of who we are in Christ Jesus? Some of us are just hated because of our new nature. We're not chatty patty, we're not gossiping, we're not cussing anymore, we're not talking down, we're not tearing people down, we're not jokey-joking and hurting people's feelings anymore. We don't even have a desire to entertain in that. We don't even have a desire to be someone's garbage can. And we shun, we push away from that. There was a time when I ran to sin. Now I run from sin because of that new nature. But how is it that I still suffer? We still suffer. Why? Because Jesus said we would. And his scriptures give us the solution, the promises of getting through those sufferings. We know Daniel in the book of Daniel. Read the book of Daniel. It's a good book to read. And how he suffered for being who he was in Christ Jesus, in our Lord and Savior. He was a man of God. He prayed 3 times a day and was persecuted because he bowed down to Yahweh God and prayed. Certain folks in that country didn't like him, didn't want to like him. Because of what he did in righteousness. That's some of us. He prayed. They threw him in the lion's den. They concocted lies against him, tried to get rid of him. His friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we know the story. If you don't know it, read it. They were thrown in the fiery furnace for what? Because of who they were in Christ. And they knew who they were. They were willing to take the fiery furnace. Remember, Paul said to live in Christ, but to die is to gain. And those brothers were willing to go in the fire. And they said, even if we don't come back out, it's a win-win for us. Read the story. But because of who they were, they suffered. But we know the story. They came out of there, not even smelling like smoke. They came out, and they were victorious. It's an awesome story to read. And it even goes further than that. We know someone else that suffered for righteousness, and his name is Jesus. He didn't utter a mumbling word. All he did was write, but he suffered a sinner's suffering on that cross between two thieves who deserved to be on the cross. They wanted Barabbas instead of Jesus. They wanted him crucified. We know the story. Easter is coming around, and we celebrate Easter because of what Jesus did. He is the ultimate example that showed us what we will suffer. Scriptures said, "Blessed are you when men hate you." This is Luke 6, verse 22. So we're blessed because of our suffering. That's a reward. We're blessed. And it says, rejoice in verse 23. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. Our reward is in heaven. And we are blessed. So yes, in this world we will suffer persecution. We will suffer hatred. We will suffer violation. But we stand on the promises of God. Let's look at verse 27 through 36 in the book of Luke. Go down to 27, and we're going to read through, I'm going to read through 36. So stick with me. And it says, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." Now that can be hard. So if they kick your dog, don't kick their cat. If they hate you, try making them a cake. Take it to them. Do a kind act. Love them is what the scripture says. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This can be hard for a lot of people. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. Verse 35, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward, there's that word again, will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful. Father is merciful. So we show mercy because he shows mercy to us. We are saved by grace, not because of what we've done and how we didn't hurt anybody and how we're a good person. No, we are a sinful person, born in sin. But because of his grace and because of his love for us, humanity, he gave us a second chance, if you will, to be born again. But the scriptures tell us in these passages to love our enemies. And that in itself can be challenging. But when we love our enemy, when we do good to those who hate us, we honor God. It goes back to the fruit. we are showing the characters of God, that love, that joy, that peace, that self-control, the gentleness of our spirit, being kind and certainly being patient. Let's look at Galatians 2:20 and see what it tells us about who we are in Christ Jesus. Galatians 2:20. And I know this is a favorite passage, mine, and it is to most. And we're very familiar with that, but it is so comforting and such an awesome promise to remind us who we are and what we possess, who we possess on the inside of us. Galatians chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 20. And it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me, the Holy Spirit. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself on that cross, suffering, sanctified, on the cross. He did that for you. He did that for me. Galatians 2:20. Let's look at Galatians 6 and 9. Galatians 6, 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. Don't lose heart. Don't faint. These are the promises that he gives us when we suffer. When we are suffering things that don't feel right, don't look right, we know the world is not right, and we live in it. But we are not to be conformed to the ways of the world. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. How can our minds be renewed? Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. It purifies us. So we don't conform. When we were born in our sinful nature, before we became born again, we were conformed to the ways of the world. We did as the world did. We thought as the world did. But now, when you choose to be born again, because God has pursued you, he's calling you, he's speaking to your heart, and he wants you. And we know that suffering is satisfying. We are called to rejoice. And I think this would be a beautiful time, before I go any further in the lesson, to invite my sister to share a passage or a song she was moved with concerning this particular song, the lyrics. And Sister Miller, would you go ahead and share with what the Lord has placed on your heart and how it moved you? And then when you're done with that, I would like for you to pray a prayer of salvation, please.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I will. In the Word of God, we come to you in Galatians 9. Galatians 2 and 9, I believe. I'm sorry. Galatians 2 and 20. Please forgive me. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, as we come tonight, we want to give ourselves to the Lord. We come, Father, asking that you save us. Renew our minds, create in us a clean and righteous spirit, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. As we come before the throne of grace, Lord, we ask you to turn us away from our wicked ways, Lord. We ask you to cleanse us with your precious blood, Lord Jesus. We ask you to speak to our hearts, our minds. We ask you, Lord, to help us, Father, to keep from doing evil and to listen to the words of the devil at all times. We know that you died for us, Lord. You said in your word. But you rose again on that third day so that we may have life and life eternally. And now, Lord, we want to live with you through eternity. We ask that you save us, cleanse us, purge us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. And we give our life to you to life, Lord, and ask you to let us live a life that's pleasing in your eyesight from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I was moved so heartily by a song I heard by the Radio Angels, Radio City Angels. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening tonight to not listen at me, but to listen at what the Lord is saying to you. If there's anybody out there that's not going through some type of trial or tribulation, some type of suffering, then you have a perfect life, and there is no such thing. Now, in this song, the Lord is speaking to you. He says, how many times must I prove how much I love you? How many times must I show you? How many times must I rescue you from trouble for you to know that I love you? How many times must I prove how much I love you? How many days must I be a fence all around you? How many nights must I wipe away your tears? How many storms must I bring you safely through for you to know how much I love you? Didn't I wake you up this morning? You were closing your right mind. When you walked up on all your problems, didn't I step in right on time? When you wept all night turning, my angels tell me so you would know just how much I love you. Didn't I put food on your table? I showed up when your bills were due. And when the pains racked your body, didn't I send healing down to you? When you were lost in sin and sorrow, I gave my life. I died to set you free so you would know how much I love you. I did all of that because I love you. I really, really love you. I let them nail my hands and my feet. I love you. I died, but I rose again. I got it with all power in my hand. They crucified me because I love you. I brought you out of darkness. I know how it feels to be down and out. I know what you're going through. I came so you would have life and have it more abundantly because I love you. I told my Father to make me a body so I wouldn't die. I'm your shelter in the time of storm because I love you. I really love you. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, if you do not have tears are running down my face. But I tell you, this has been an amazing lesson for me, and I just pray that it has been for you. I hope it's been a soul searcher for you. I hope it's been a comfort to you, and I hope it's been an assurance for you. As Sister Miller read those lyrics from the Radio City Angel.
Yes.
YouTube them and listen to the melody of the music. Listen to the choir sing those words out from their hearts. The Radio City Angels. And, oh, my goodness, it is a mover in your soul. It will move your soul to worship the Lord, to throw your hands up and give them a hallelujah. I tell you, it was wonderful to get that song in your heart and bless the Lord with it. But thank you so much, Sister Miller. And if you would, I believe we've got a few minutes, but I wanted to ask you, Sister Miller, what was it about that particular song that blessed you, or how did it move you in your heart when you heard that song for the first time?
I've had this CD for quite a few years. And as a senior citizen and a widow, I just happened to be sitting around one day. And through all of my trials, there's always a smile on my face because it's the heart of God that keeps me in perfect peace. And even though when I'm going through and there is no one else to talk to, it just so happened, I listen to a lot of people every day, and I pray a lot for a lot of people. But at this particular time, there were things that were so overwhelming to me. I just happened to look to my right side, and I saw this CD. I put it on. God ministered to me through those words to let me know that he loved me. No matter what I was going through with, he loved me. He's always there for me because he loves me. And it ministered to me so much. It brought so much joy and so much light into my spirit. I wanted to share this with others. I wrote it on a piece of paper to send it to a friend. I wanted to get this message out. And I thank the Lord tonight that anyone who has listened to this, please listen at this song by the Radio City Angels. The title is So You Would Know. I guarantee you it will bless your heart. And as an encourager, I ask you in the name of Jesus to be lifted up and to lift others up as the Lord lifts you up, because this is what's happened to me. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Miller, for sharing your heart with us through that song. And I did hear the song, and when Sister Miller and I talked about this, it really, really just stirred me up. So I encourage you to listen to that song as well on YouTube, or even get the CD, and it's the Radio City Angels. And I tell you, it was a blessing. So one last point, Sister Miller. And you said that when you were going through a time of suffering, or was there a particular verse or scripture that you cleaved to that really kind of brought you through that, or a couple of scriptures that may have done that for you?
Well, yes, because, you know, in God's promises to me, the Holy Spirit would always remind me. And you said it in your lesson, sister, and I thank God for you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, families don't tell you that. Friends don't tell you that. But they do that. But God can't lie. He can't fail. And this is what makes him sovereign. And this is what makes me happy, because even when I'm down and out, when there is no one to tell my troubles to, when there is no one to cry on the shoulder, when there are people around me and I still don't want to expose my business, I can talk to the Lord, and he will remind me of his promises that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I know right then and there that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm comforted with his warm and love. And I know that he won't let me down. And I encourage you all to believe, to pray, and to be around praying people, to call on prayer ministers. Just, you don't know, I don't have to even know your name, but I'm praying for you. In this world of chaos, and that's what we need, words of encouragement. And that's what I love to do. And I encourage you to encourage someone else with what you heard tonight in the lesson and in the song. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again. Thank you for being a special guest on the broadcast today. And it has just been such a warming, heartfelt love that you gave me, Sister Miller, when you said, yes, I will do as you asked me to do on the broadcast. So I thank you for your faithfulness to the Holy Spirit and being obedient to the broadcast. So thank you again. Well,
amen.
For those of you who may be listening to the broadcast, who may be wondering, why am I going through this situation? I think the response to the why am I going through is why not? Why not go through? Why not suffer? And I think that would be a right response to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because with that type of response, why not suffer? Why not go through? Then we are honoring him through his promises. We have not lost hope. We have held on to his unchanging hands. We know with blessed assurance that he brought me through this. He brought me through that in the past. He'll bring me through this. I will get through this. This too shall pass. And I know that my God lives, because he said that I am who I am. That's what he told Moses to tell Pharaoh in Egypt. You tell him I am sent you. Capital I, capital A, capital M, I am. And we know that I am is Jehovah. We know that I am is Yahweh God. We know that he is sovereign. And when we know these things, we are satisfied. The reward in heaven is to live. The reward in heaven is to eternally live. The promise to be the bride of the coming groom, to be caught up in the heavens when he receives us as his bride, to patiently wait and anxiously wait for the return of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The promise, the reward of suffering satisfied. never forget the words of Paul. To live is Christ. Yes, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. So I pray those who may not know him in the pardoning of their sins that you have prayed with Sister Miller to surrender it all to him, to give your life to Jesus Christ. Invite him into your heart. He's been pursuing you for months, for days, for years. He wants you. He loves you. He promised to you, too, that he won't leave you. He's there with you. Just surrender and be born again. Step into a new way of living, a new way of talking, and hold on to the promises of God. You will live forever in heaven. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He will say to you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." His promise. You will wear your white when you surrender. Give your life to Christ. And when you do that, tell somebody. Let somebody know. Find a Bible-believing church. Become baptized that the world will know that you are a Christ follower. Get in a Sunday school class that you will be discipled in the Word of God. That you would grow and go in grace, that you would preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is our mission. This is our purpose. This is our call. Always remember that the grass withers and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will remain forever and ever. God bless you, brothers and sisters, for being faithful to this broadcast. God bless you for being faithful to our God the Father, who is more faithful to us than we are him. Never forget where you come from, but always remember where you're going, and that is heaven. Thank you again for being faithful. Thank you for listening to Mission from the Heart broadcast, and I pray that you have a wonderful Sunday service and that you would return to this broadcast on next Thursday, and we will continue to walk through the pages, exposing the Word of God, expounding the Word of God, and extending Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God bless you, and thank you again.